Tara Reid's lawyer to Breitbart News, Chuck Schumer's defense of Joe Biden nonsensical. By Joel B. Polak on May 13, 2020. An attorney for Tara Reid, the former Joe Biden staffer who alleges he sexually assaulted her in 1993, told Breitbart News Tuesday evening that Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer's DNY defense of Biden earlier Tuesday was nonsensical. "Now I've heard Joe Biden's explanation. I think it's sufficient," Schumer had said, according to Politico. "I think he will be a great candidate. I think he will be a great president. And I think he will help us take back the Senate." In response to a Breitbart News report about Schumer's remarks, Douglas Wigler, who is representing Reid, reached out Tuesday evening to offer a response. "Schumer's comment is absolutely nonsensical as Biden hasn't provided any explanation," he said. "Is Schumer simply accepting Biden's blanket denial? Seems like a complete double standard." Schumer said in 2018 that Kavanaugh's confirmation should be delayed because of the accusations against him, though they were uncorroborated by any evidence other than the claims of Christine Blasey Ford about what happened decades earlier when the justice was a teenager. Schumer called a rush to judgment, i.e. to exonerate Kavanaugh, an insult to the women of America and an insult to the majesty of the Supreme Court of the United States. As Breitbart News has reported, Wigler sent a letter to the Biden campaign earlier this week asking the former vice president to make his Senate papers, which are archived at the University of Delaware, available to the public. Biden told MSNBC's Mika Brzezinski earlier this month that he would not make his papers public while he was serving in or running for office because the material in them could be taken out of context. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, is available for pre-order. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @joelpolak.